A new opera that's ripped from the headlines premiered tonight at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C. It's inspired by the story of Army Private Danny Chen. The 19-year-old killed himself while serving in Afghanistan in 2011. Hanzi-Lo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team reports on the production by Washington National Opera.
About 2 years ago, playwright David Henry Wong turned down an offer to write a play about the brief life and suicide of Private Danny Chen. But an opera? He couldn't refuse.
This is a story with big emotions, big primary colors in a way, and big plot events. A young man from New York City Chinatown who, against all probability, decides that he wants to enroll in the army and go to Afghanistan. And then his conflict with his superiors there, who begin to haze him, racially motivated, and leading to his eventual death over there.
The hour-long opera is called An American Soldier. David Henry Wong's libretto is based on news accounts about Danny Chen's life. During his 6 weeks in Afghanistan, a group of Chen's superiors showered him with racial slurs almost daily and once hurled rocks at him.
Everyone knows that Asians are weak, but it had books. That's not what I mean.
The opera revolves around a fictional court-martial of one of Chen's superiors. 8 soldiers, including one officer, were charged in connection with Chen's death. All were either demoted or dismissed from the army, and most received brief prison sentences. To better understand the story, David Henry Wong says he consulted with members of the military.
Most of them feel that it's understandable that this could happen, particularly in a battlefield in Afghanistan, where all of a sudden there's no checks and balances.
Chen's death did help drive legislation signed by President Obama last year that required new reviews of the military's response to hazing. But for tenor Andrew Stenson, who plays Chen in the opera, this story isn't just about bullying in the military.
Danny and I are different people, but we are young Asian Americans in the United States. You know, even though you were born here or raised here, some people are still going to treat you like you're a foreigner.
At a recent street naming ceremony honoring Danny Chen in New York City's Chinatown, Chen's mother, Su Jin, offered a tearful thanks in Toy Sinese to supporters. Almost 3 years since Danny's death, his immigrant parents continue to grapple with the loss of their only child, who enlisted against his mother's wishes.
It is a very sad story, but as a society, we need to come together to learn from it.
For the opera's last scene, composer Huang Ruo wrote a simple haunting melody. It's a lullaby that Danny Chen's mother sings to help soothe her departed son.
So it starts with a sleep now, little one. Do not fear, do not cry. Like the stars above, I'll watch over you. So that's the opening of the lullaby. And when it's sung in a mezzo-soprano voice, it's magical.
So long as I am here, nothing will harm you.
That mezzo-soprano voice comes from Guangyang, who says the opera is a tribute to Su Jin Chen's commitment to keeping her son's story alive.
The heart of the opera is the relationship between mother and son. Because the mother is fighting, keep fighting, never stop, seeking this justice for her son. That's how we got here.
Danny Chen's mother and father are planning to see Saturday's performance of An American Soldier. Danny left a message for them before taking his own life. In black ink, he wrote on his forearm, "Tell my parents I'm sorry." Hanzi Luong, NPR News, Washington.